Ferris Castle. Building work on this castle was started in 1390, and its strategic position on top of a rocky peak that overlooks the town of Venice and its mighty cubic structure make it one of the finest examples of late Gothic military architecture in Europe. It represents the moment of transition between the medieval turret castles and the 16th century bastion walls, as required by the development in firearms. The structure was designed with the defence of the territory in mind, not that of the village, which could have been abandoned in danger. The side of the cubed in stone measures 30 metres, by the square appearance of the building appears improved by the presence of biform and triform windows, arched doorways, a monumental staircase and large fireplaces in various rooms, which are all features aimed at making living in the residence more pleasant. Hublot de Chalon, the governor and general captain of Piedmont, was at the service of the Savoys for 40 years and acquired federal jurisdiction over the territory of Verres in 1372. It was Hublot who rebuilt the fortress to meet the politico-military needs of defence and protection of the road along the valley bottom and those coming from the side valley. Hublot himself accompanies us around the castle. Inside the square area, the main body of the building rises in rings on three floors, all loined in by the decoration monumental staircase, which rests on the buttresses. The military nature of the building is highlighted by the geometric rectangular of the structure and its simple decorations. On the ground floor, there are two symmetrical halls. The one on the east side was originally used for artillery stone and weapons room, and has pointed arches and two fairly elaborate monumental fireplaces. Beneath ground level, in the courtyard, there is a covered cistern, which is the only underground space in the fortress. The original structure of the castle was partially modified, particularly in the 16th century, when Renato, the fifth Count of Chalon, gave instructions in 1536 some additional defensive features to be built in order to adapt to the technological advances in firearms. The defensive wall with passageways was added together with buttressing and the polygon towers for use by cannons. These were all system needed for manoeuvrable pieces of artillery, which were part of the fortress's equipment. Compared to earlier castles in the Val d'Aosta, consisting of various buildings within defensive walls, Ferris Castle provided a fine example of a single block structure as a forerunner of the Renaissance model. The building was then abandoned in 1661 and the artillery was taken to Bad. Every year the castle becomes a centre for the historic carnival with parties, dancing and costume parades, which the locals take part in with great enthusiasm. The main characters of carnival are Catalina de Chalon and her husband Pierre de Interol, accompanied by a parade of figures in costumes which winds through the streets of Verres. Catalina remembers her past. I was Alberto's granddaughter and took possession of the feudal property on the death of my father Francesco, who had no male heirs, and I purchased the right of my sister Margherita, but the other members of the Chalon household did not recognise my succession because I was a woman, and they waged war against me. They appealed to the Savoys, who declared that my feudal rights were forfeited. Pierre and I went down to the village and danced together with our subjects to demonstrate our contempt for the decision taken by the Savoys. This dance of ours is commemorated every year at the carnival time. But Pierre was taken in an ambush near Verres, and I had to renounce my feudal rights in favour of Louis de Chalon. I was given a lifelong annuity of 500 florins, and lived for many years after. Tours to the castle are guided.